Thank you for joining us at the Southwest Ideas Investor Conference. Next company joining us is SMTC, trading under the ticker SMTX. SMTC is a global electronics manufacturing service provider, delivering fully integrated and customized contract manufacturing services. Presenting with us today is Ed Smith, President and CEO. Ed?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Whitney. Good afternoon. I am the CEO and President of SMTC. We are a contract manufacturer headquartered in Toronto, Canada. I'd like to thank you for your time today. So with that, let me show you the forward-looking statement. So you can read that and know that we're a public company. But let me tell you a little bit about our story, and you can hear about our journey. And as you can see from the slide, starting in 2017, we've gotten bigger and more profitable quarter on quarter as we've went. We want to be the best global mid-sized provider of end-to-end EMS services. We service our customers through solutions. We continue to expand our customer base. We continue to reduce our debt to leverage ratio. We made an acquisition in Q4 of 2018, and our debt to leverage ratio at that point was 4.67. As you can see from our latest announcements, our debt to leverage bank ratio is down to 2.55, and with our capital leases is down below 3. This is important to us to continue to get our debt to leverage ratio within leading industry numbers. You can see our growth, our EBITDA growth, is really getting to be top of the line. We're now at 7.5% of our EBITDA, and we're pretty excited about that. I'll talk to you a little bit later about where that sits in our industry, but I can tell you that's in the top tier of our industry. We're pretty excited about that. You know, as we started this journey in 2017, we added myself, a new COO, then a new CFO, a new supply chain leader, new sales and marketing leader. We then acquired MC Assembly. So you can kind of see how that's had a major effect, not only in our sales, but also our profitability. Why would you invest in SMTC? And this slide will show you. We continue to win new business and take market share from our competitors. You can start to see the acceleration of our customers' programs. You can see that the higher end of our revenue will be above the 195 to 205 we announced in the second half guidance. So we're pretty excited about that. And we'll be between 14 and 15 million, up from 12.6 in the first half of 2020. That number is a big number considering the effect that COVID has had on all of us. We've been able to fight through COVID, and with that, it's really been pretty exciting. All of our workplaces are COVID compliant. And as you know, that is no easy task, in particular in the manufacturing segment. We've had to spread people out on buses. We've had to take temperatures. We've had to install plastic screens for all our workers. But we followed the CDC and the World Health Organization on all of their guidelines. Some of our employees in Mexico have had to stay home if they have underlying conditions. And that clearly is some of the what we call one-time effect of COVID. But things continue to go well. We continue to grow quarter on quarter and year on year. As you saw from our Q3 earnings announcement, we grew double digits, not only quarter on quarter, but we also grew double digits. We continue to get more profitable even during this very difficult time. And ultimately, what we want to be able to do is deliver best-in-class financial metrics across the Tier 3 EMS peers in our space. We want to build shareholder value, and we think we're doing it. We want to focus on the most attractive end markets. And as you can see from many of our announcements, we've been growing the aerospace and defense. Where 3 years ago, we had zero of our business in the aerospace and defense. Then we went up to 5.6%. Today, we're in double digits, and we'll continue to expand ourselves in aerospace and defense. We continue to win in the IoT and the 5G market. We're pretty excited about some of those wins. We'll continue to win in that space as our pipeline looks very strong and we'll continue to add those customers. We're going to put some focus this year on medical and safety. You know, we just came out with an announcement this week about building ventilators during this COVID-19, but that won't stop us from continuing to expand in the medical space. We're gaining market share. And as you can imagine, very few EMS providers are growing double digits, and we're pretty proud to be gaining market share. We have an experienced management team to continue this growth, and we put out some numbers with some 2021 guidance that will says we'll continue to grow in the double-digit space. Our supply chain has continued to operate even in this COVID-19 pandemic to allow us to grow. There are some gray skies on the horizon, no doubt about it, with the COVID-19. We believe we have a robust supply chain, but we're continuing to monitor the logistics. Less planes are flying. More boats are in the water. They're taking longer to unload. Things are happening that we have to continue to take a look at to make sure that we don't miss something. We've established guidance for next year between 430 and 450. That's pretty significant growth over our 390 from this year. We'll see double-digit growth next year, and we're pretty excited about that. We're looking at adjusted EBITDA between $33 and $37 million. Once again, double-digit growth in both EBITDA and sales. You know, these are our long-term models. We're now starting to get up into those numbers in our long-term models, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's talk about how we're competing against our competitors. As you can see from this slide, we continue to get bigger and bigger and close in on our biggest competitor. You can see we're also getting more and more profitable. We're only 4/10 behind our most profitable competitor on the adjusted EBITDA line. Our gross profit continues to get better and better also. We're now in a number two spot in adjusted gross profit when we adjust for amortization after the acquisition. Our net income is also growing, and we're in the number two spot there, closing the gap all the time. So going from worst to first is very important to us. As I say, our customers, our shareholders, and others will value us by being the best in our industry, and we're on target to get there. The people who do that, you can see in this next slide. We believe our differentiating leadership team. We all have a lot of experience, 20-plus years in the EMS space and the electronic space. Many of them have been CEOs in public companies and are now working on this team division. So it's pretty exciting to see that we'll be able to put people together that have worked many, many years together and get them all working in the right direction. When you look at what do we do that differentiates us, how we engage our customers and onboard our customers through our supply chain is pretty incredible. We're able to launch products in record time. We're able to get people to market faster than you can imagine. We're able to set up a supply chain, a robust supply chain that can last through COVID-19 and other things for our customers. Those are the exciting things we do. We're able to use our supply chain as an offensive weapon and be able to help our customers get to market quicker. And we do that all over the world. We have offices in Mexico, we have Zacatecas and Chihuahua, two different plants. We have an office on the West Coast in San Jose, where we manufacture many different products. Our Melbourne facility, which does most of our aerospace and defense. Our Boston facility, which does most of our NPI and short runs. We then have a supply chain office in Phoenix, Arizona, which works with our office in Hong Kong and Dongguan to keep our supply chain robust and moving. We do our logistics through El Paso. The reason we go to El Paso is because you can hit any place in the world in a couple days out of El Paso. You can hit the East Coast and West Coast on truck, and by airplane, we can move things in and out of Asia or Europe in just a day or so through El Paso. So it excites us. And then last but not least, we're headquartered in Toronto, Canada. We have people up there that do both supply chain, finance, and engineering and IT up there. So It's really a global company growing, becoming more and more profitable. So who are our customers? As you can see from our next slide, we build many different things in many different markets. We have the medical and safety, where we build everything from blood pressure machines all the way to communication devices, to breathing machines, and others. You look in the industrial IoT, power, and clean technology. We do everything from power, smart power, cameras, and others in the industrial IoT power and clean technology. We're in a telecom and networking communication space, one that we don't spend a lot of time on, but one that has residual effect for us. We're in the semiconductor capital equipment space. We look at both the imagers for that. We look at big equipment in that space, and that space is a good space for us. We're really good at the payment systems. We have good special security for the payment systems. We can do all kinds of different things in a payment space. And in the avionics, aerospace, and defense, we build everything for things that go on planes, things that are used for the U.S. military, government, and others. And last but not least, one of our biggest spaces, the test and measurement. We build high-speed boards in a test and measurement space for many of our customers, going all the way from PCBAs all the way to box build in the test and measurement space. When you look at how our business is broken down, you can kind of see the biggest space being industrial IoT, power and clean technology. That's really exciting for us because we can think that the industrial IoT will continue to grow faster than the rest of the market. Clean technology will continue to grow faster than the market. So this is pretty exciting for us to be biggest there because we believe that will continue to grow at an exponential rate. You have semiconductor and semiconductor capital equipment, which once again, we like because it's very complex and very sticky. Avionics, aerospace, and defense, and as I said, it's grown from nothing for us to 5.9% all the way to double digits and will continue to grow. The medical and safety space, we have some work to do. We need to continue to grow faster in the market there, and we have not done that. So we have some work to do there. Payment systems, COVID's had a dramatic effect on the payment systems. Less people are in restaurants, less people are in stores and out spending money. And so I think as COVID comes back, that space will come back with it. Test and measurement, once again, that's a space we need to continue to focus on and then grow there. And last but not least, telecom, networking, communication, a space we don't spend a lot of time on because we're trying to be true to our core, which is being a Tier 3 contract manufacturer. Let's talk a little bit about our financials as we go here. Clearly, we have some long-term range goals that now we're starting to hit. We want to grow our revenues 15% to 20%, and it looks like next year we'll do that. And right now, we're getting close to doing that this year, even during COVID-19. Our adjusted gross margin of 12% to 14%, we are right in the middle of that range today, and we consider that we'll stay there through the next year. Our adjusted EBITDA margin, we're at the low end of our range, but we're in our range of 7 to 9%. We think we can do better. We think we can move it up to the middle or closer to the top of the range, and we have some work to do there. Last quarter, unadjusted, we made 4 cents a share. Adjusted, we made 13 cents a share. Now we're starting to talk about some serious money per share, and we're excited about that. We have a debt of about $85 million, with $69 million of that being bank debt, and the rest being operating leases and obligations. The operating leases and obligations are up a little bit as we renewed our lease in San Jose, but our bank debt is down a little bit. So it's an exciting time to keep deleveraging ourselves. A little bit about the balance sheet. Our cash-to-cash conversion cycle is 82 days. And it went down to 81 days in the September quarter. I can tell you we're going to continue to work on that. But as you can see, our DSOs and DPOs are good. We brought up our days of inventory to help our customers through COVID-19. We think long-term it's better to bet on our customers and carry a little more inventory than not. And that is why our cash-to-cash didn't drop as much as we'd like it to. I think as time goes on, that will continue to drop into the mid-70s and maybe even below. And so we're pretty excited about that. As you can see, our finance and lease obligations here have jumped up a little bit. And so obviously something we got to continue to keep an eye on. And so with that, I think we have a stronger balance sheet today than we had 3 years ago, and we couldn't be more excited. So why do we do this every day? We do this because we want to be a strong company. We want to be flexible. We want to be customer-focused. We want to continue to achieve double-digit growth with our existing customers through winning new programs. I call that landing and expanding, where we get into a customer with one or two programs, And once we show them how good we can do, they give us more and more of their business. It's the quickest way for profitability for us. Then we want to increase our business with existing customers through world-class service. So we want other divisions of them to continue to give us business through our world-class service. We want to become provider of choice and win new customers to accelerate our growth. So we want to go from 0 to 10 million to 20 million with new customers. We want to drive value by expanding the mix of lines in business and M&A. M&A is not our first choice, but if there's the right opportunity, obviously we take a look at all of them. And then last but not least, we want to increase our TAM with supply chain synergies to gain scale. Scale matters in our business. The bigger we are, the more scale we have, the more profitable we'll be. And we're pretty excited about that. We're relentless in our pursuit of profitable growth through customer and employee excellence. We want above market returns for our investors by taking care of our customers and our employees. And so with that, I'll talk a little bit about how we're competing in the market. On an adjusted trailing 12-month basis, you can kind of see when you compare us to our competitors. We clearly are driving a big adjusted EBITDA number, and that excites us. And no doubt about it, makes for a very successful company. So thank you for your time today. Hope to see you, and thank you for investing in SMTC. Have a great day.